Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
I'm Jason Williams, and this is the episode of Batshit Crazy where we pretend that Representative Carl Wimmer actually knows what an attorney general is. State Rep. Carl Wimmer, Republican Mars, and a lot of things to say when it was announced this earlier last week that Eric Holder, the Attorney General for the United States of America, would be visiting Utah to deliver a keynote speech to the Martin Luther King Jr. Human Rights Commission annual lunch in Salt Lake City. Carl Wimmer, incensed, completely incensed. He needs to be held responsible, Wimmer said, for the fast and furious debacle and should be immediately removed from office. These are quotes from a Salt Lake Tribune story quoting Representative Carl Wimmer's outrage. And Mark Shurtleff, taking our own attorney general, taking a different side of that, some saying sucking up to the boss, said for Holder to come out here to all the way out here to a red state to speak to us on a big occasion, I think it's huge. Carl Wimmer, though, having none of it, just cannot contain himself. Now, why can't Carl Wimmer contain himself on this? Honestly, because Carl Wimmer is a moron. But, I mean, that's the given. That's the obvious one there. There's a bigger story behind this, and it's interesting to parse. You see it play out around the trumped-up solar company Solyndra charges from Republicans that this was the biggest scandal in the last 20 years, taxpayer dollars, hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars wasted on that. And Fast and Furious. What was Fast and Furious? This was a sting operation that went awry when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms lost track of what they guess is about 1,400 high-power weapons. And I shouldn't laugh there. That's not a pretty thing. In addition to that, later last year, a Border Patrol agent's body turned up next to one of the guns that that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had lost. And don't worry, we're getting back to Solyndra, too. So this is the scandal that every Republican has latched onto here. And as Dana Milbank wrote in the Washington Post when the scandal, quote-unquote, first broke, he wrote, Republicans may be furious, but this is a political scandal that is going nowhere fast. And he broke it down. He takes some quotes from the haranguing, as he puts it, that Senator John Cornyn, head of the Senate Republicans' reelection war machine, when he sat down during a Judiciary Committee meeting to question Holder about the Fast and Furious scandal. Now, Fast and Furious was the name of the program that was technically responsible for losing the guns under the BATC's leadership, quote unquote. Cornyn went after Senator Cornyn went after Holder like you wouldn't believe, and it was so awkward that if you watch this questioning on C-SPAN or watch the video of it available online, you can actually see Senators Patrick Leahy and even Chuck Schumer, normally reserved, calm senators, you can see them start to feel a little awkward. You can see even Republicans. You can see Republicans as Cornyn grows increasingly indignant about Holder refusing to admit to some gigantic scandal where the DOJ was heavily involved in what really amounted to a really, really stupid accident, losing 1,400 guns, to say the least, a stupid accident. Basically, it was a leadership debacle and embarrassment for the BATC. But Republicans are so eager to pin this on Barack Obama's Justice Department and the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder that Cornyn, through the scope of this questioning, eventually was reduced to having a very long conversation with Eric Holder about the definition and the semantics of the word false. The reason they were having that conversation is Senator Cornyn was unable, through questioning, to actually find anything false to point to. So he tried to redefine the word false in Senate public record in order to pin this on Eric Holder and give the Republicans the scandal they needed to sail to victory in 2012. Well, unfortunately, as you guessed, this has become the biggest joke in every part of the world except Carl Wimmer's mind. Carl Wimmer's tiny little mind. Carl Wimmer, you know, not the obviously one of our most reactionary lawmakers here in Utah, but also one that is known to not really think that deeply through an issue before opening his mouth. Carl Wimmer again says the buck stops with the leader, and he was in charge of what occurred there, and the man has no right being in the position he's in. Speaking about Eric Holder, before Eric Holder comes here again to speak at a keynote speech at an annual lunch for the Martin Luther King Jr. Human Rights Commission. Something you'd think that Carl Wimmer could put his own aspirations for Congress aside for long enough to respect the fact that the Attorney General of the United States coming to Utah to speak at this event is probably a pretty big deal. And as of yet, in a year and a half of investigations, the Republicans have found nothing, absolutely nothing, to pin this on Barack Obama's Department of Justice. Not that they aren't still trying. One of the most trumped up crocs that I've seen from Republicans, and that's saying quite a bit, because of course, you know, we have the Solyndra thing. Back to that. Solyndra, a solar company that got quite a few millions of dollars from taxpayer money as part of an investment, a strategic investment program enacted by the Obama administration through the stimulus to rebuild America's economy, at least in part, by dumping money into new energy technology. Something, by the way, that China has been doing for 10 years and kicking our ass on. And that's the irony here. Because the Solyndra report that Republicans found their little golden nugget, where they found this money that was invested in a company that had since gone bankrupt, and it was a company that they actually had video of the president pointing to in name specifically and saying these are the types of companies that will benefit from the stimulus money. This company goes bankrupt. Republicans think they have their golden nugget to run against Obama in 12. But what they don't think about is what the report that brought this into the media's eye actually says. And the report actually says two things. One, as I've just said myself, China is kicking our ass. The reason American companies are going bankrupt right now when they try and produce things that are would be sources of alternate energy is not because no one wants sources of alternate energy. There's a huge demand out there, not just here in the United States, but worldwide for that type of thing. Huge. The reason that companies like Solyndra go under, now Solyndra, there were a lot of problems, but the reason a lot of these companies go under is because China is kicking our ass. They've been investing this kind of thing for 10 years. We haven't. It's as simple as that. Companies like Solyndra go under because they, and again, more problems with Solyndra than this oversimplification here. There was management problems, and it looks like even some horrible business decisions. But one of the risks of investing in this type of technology, but to the argument as to whether the government should or shouldn't be, which is where Republicans seem to be coming on this, using Solyndra as an example, BS. These companies struggle because China is smarter than us when it comes to this one. China can put their ideology aside and realize this is where it's going. Whether John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and the 180 teabaggers in the House right now believe it or not, this is the future. This is the future of energy. This is the future of a large chunk of the worldwide economy. We're falling out of the picture because of these Republicans. And yet all they can think of when they hear this is that this is the scandal they've been waiting for. This is the chance to take a shot at Barack Obama and just undermine his entire presidency, because that way nobody will be looking at how batshit crazy all of their candidates are, right? Wrong. The real takeaway from the Solyndra scandal is what the report itself says, because the report itself was a report on investments in certain types of energy technology. And think for a second what you've heard here in Utah from all of our Republican lawmakers about what the future of Utah's energy is. And at a certain point, you've heard almost every single one of them mention nuclear energy, right? Well, what else was in that report that gave the Republicans their trumped up mock scandal around Solyndra that they will not shut up about? You'll hear about it in 2012. And luckily, the public's smart enough to not pay attention to this one, just like they're not so gullible as to buy into Carl Wimmer and the Senate Republicans re-election team's fast and furious is all Eric Holder's fault scandal. What was behind the scenes in that report was a little tidbit Republicans are really, really taking a risk by even drawing people's eyes to by talking about Solyndra. And what it was is a list, a complete list, rounded out in number that outweighed every other industry that had failed, the nuclear energy industry. And basically what that report actually said, once you get past the Republicans' trite little complaints and hand-wringing over Solyndra, is that no one in the world is investing in nuclear energy, period. It's a dead market right now. Now, that doesn't mean it stays there. And I've made the argument myself, even at times, that when it comes to things like global warming, nuclear energy, you know, might be something we should take a little more seriously than we do, especially as a science in storage and hopefully de-ratification of the waste progresses. I'm not saying nuclear energy itself is evil, but if you look at what the report that gave the Republicans the name Solyndra to whine and go on about, just like Carl Wimmer's doing with Fast and Furious here, is a report that basically concludes nuclear energy is one of the worst investments that any business can make right now. That's what we should actually be talking about. Instead, we're talking about Solyndra because the Republicans are so desperate for a scandal. The Obama administration has been so good to the Republicans in so many ways, except this one. They haven't given them their scandal, and that's why you hear a lot of talk about Solyndra, and that's why you hear people like Carl Wimmer, the lesser-brained members of the party, not smart enough to realize when a meme has fallen short of the goal. That's why you hear them complaining about Fast and Furious. These are mock scandals. They're not real scandals. If they were real scandals, the media would be doing their work for them. And that's your tell. The fact that the media has moved on from these stories, but Republican lawmakers, state and national, can't, that's your example. These are made-up scandals hoping to mire the administration down. And again, the entire goal is that they'll get something that will draw everyone's attention away from the fact that Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, and Mittens are the best the Republican Party has to serve up today to lead this country. That's the real story behind all of this, and it won't end here. We'll hear more about this with a little bit to throw out there for those that may have heard some of the stupid things Carl Wimmer said this week and every week. Here on Batshit Crazy, I'm Jason Williams, and I will see you next week.